560 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
News,
Media
I'm Brittany Shepherd. Sentencing continues for January 6 defendants. A judge today ordered Proud Boy Dominic Pozzola to serve 10 years in prison and 3 years supervised release. The far-right militant Proud Boy member was shown on video using a police shield to smash the window, allowing people to push into the Capitol. Another sentencing is scheduled for later today. Employers added 170,000 jobs in July. At the same time, unemployment rose to 3.8%, still low for the pandemic recovery. President Biden at the White House today called it one of the strongest job-creating periods in U.S. history.
It wasn't that long ago that 20 million Americans were out of work. But the American people didn't give up. They never give up.
The Federal Reserve is looking to cool the labor market to tame inflation. Labor Day travelers are on the move. The TSA projecting 14 million passengers will fly this holiday weekend. This is ABC News. A new Biden administration nursing home rule announced today could change the lives of over 1 million Americans.
Nursing homes that accept Medicare and Medicaid must now follow new federally mandated staffing levels if they want to keep receiving taxpayer money. Under this new plan from the Biden administration, a registered nurse must be on site at all times and spend a minimum of 0.55 hours of care per resident a day, about 33 minutes. A nursing aide would need to provide another 2.45 hours of care to each resident. This is an unprecedented move by the federal government, one aimed at improving care at an estimated 15,000 care centers. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The Nobel Prize Foundation is criticized for inviting Russia, Belarus, and Iran back to its prize banquet in Stockholm after being left out last year because of the Ukraine war. Pope Francis is in Mongolia to encourage one of the world's smallest and newest Catholic communities. It's the first papal visit ever to the Asian country. Brittany Shepherd, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking volunteers to serve on the department's Disability Advisory Council. There are three vacancies on the nine-person council, two voting member seats and one alternate seat. The application deadline is September 30th. The council's goal is to be a resource for Wisconsin residents with disabilities who still want to take advantage of everything the Department of Natural Resources has to offer in the state. More than 50 years after a Vietnam War-era bombing on the University of Wisconsin campus that killed a researcher, the FBI has released age-processed photographs of a suspect who has evaded law enforcement for more than half a century and has been referred to as Wisconsin's state ghost. Leo Burt was placed on the FBI's most wanted list immediately after the 1970 bombing of Starling Hall and remains the last fugitive sought by the FBI in connection with radical anti-Vietnam War activities. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Friday, September 1st, 2023. Welcome back to hour number two of the big show. September 1st, we have turned the calendar into a new month and fall and back to school and football. And it's all here, Mr. Zommers.
Well, technically, it's not fall yet.
Well, I know. You're 100% right. Gotta wait 20 days or whatever for
but
that.
But some schools started like 2 weeks ago.
I know.
First of all, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
If you live in a place where you started school on like August 20th or 16th or whatever, I made up those dates. They could be on weekends. I don't know. But if you started midway through August, I think you should just not go.
Agreed, right? Just take a sick day. Well, we are in September. We can't help that. And I think, you know, our minds turn in some ways back to school or whatever, and a page turns a little bit. So the question we're going to ask you this hour is, what have you done in the last 5 years to make a new friend? Have you done anything to reach out to meet new people or make a new friend in the last 5 years? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Going to talk about a little bit about loneliness. Kira Sabin's going to be in next week as our life coach. So kind of in place of that segment, thinking a little bit about with COVID and everything else, people are lonely and it's a real thing. And we're going to talk about that a little bit after the break. What have you done to make a new friend, to reach out into a new social group in person? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Here's what I have done to try to get more information into my life before we take those calls. I promised you a Spectrum update, and those watching, or those listening, know that this ongoing battle with Spectrum, formerly Charter, been in my same apartment now for 2 months plus. I am now on Spectrum Guy number 7, which I was hoping would be lucky number 7. I've gone through 7 Spectrum Guys. I have had multiple phone calls with Spectrum over probably 4+, between 4 or 5 hours on the phone. And I've gone to the Spectrum office 3 times. Last update of a couple days ago, I got Christopher, one of the local Madison managers, supervisors, who promised me that either Pedro or Brandon would reach out and get a hold of me. They have not. I have not heard from Pedro or Brandon. And as of last night, by the way, I am now getting even fewer channels last night than I was before I start making these calls. Are they just screwing with me?
Maybe. But also, I think we should the other day, I think yesterday, Mark from the SAC texted in and we didn't have time to acknowledge it. And he said that maybe the lucky number is 9.
Yes.
Because of Revolution Number 9 by the Beatles. So you just have number 9, number right. 9, number 9.
I hope to goodness it's not up to number 9. But one of the few channels that I was getting, one of our people on Facebook, Fantastic Carol, says, let's go Pedro. I would love it if Pedro would just reach out, or Brandon. I don't care which one. I just want to get what I'm supposed to be paying for after 2+ months. One of the channels, I get CBS. I get the local Channel 3 CBS, which people know me. I'm a big CBS follower and fan, so thank goodness I get CBS. But even that was on and off yet last night. One of the few channels I did get was ESPN. And so I was flicking. I watched on CBS last night, great retrospective on the life of Bob Barker, hosted by current Price is Right host Drew Carey. They did a great job of just going through all of the Bob Barker's life and his history and his talent. There'll never be another guy like that, by the way. And if you missed it, you can stream it on Paramount Plus. Great special last night. So then I flipped over and I wanted to watch a little college football. It was former Badger quarterback Graham Mertz starting for the Florida Gators, taking on the Utah Utes. You know, those Utes. And so, and just at kickoff, when they went to kick off the ball, the thing goes dark. And then a message pops up from Spectrum saying that Spectrum has been in negotiations with Disney, who owns ESPN, and they have not come to an agreement to carry ESPN Disney channels on Spectrum. Therefore, they have been banned.
That sucks, but I also respect Spectrum's decision a little bit because Disney has an entertainment monopoly.
Well, sure, but I don't care about that. I want to watch football.
Fair enough.
Right? Jeff Perry on Facebook says Pedro and Brandon are, I believe, in charge of the ESPN negotiations. Speaking of that. So the few channels that I have left on my Spectrum charter thing, ESPN gets pulled last night. And I'm telling you, if they don't get this resolved, Spectrum is going to be out of business. Because the exact thing, speaking of a Price is Right sound effect there, I mean, people are going to be hot. If you're going into opening weekend of college football and all these people that got Spectrum charter cannot watch college football at ESPN, what about college game day in the morning? I mean, what am I going to do for that? So I am now thinking, I am now seriously thinking of finally cutting the cable and just saying the heck with it and going to YouTube TV. A lot of people last night on Twitter and other places were saying they're going to do the same thing. Or else spend a lot of time with my friends, Jonathan, Allison, Kurt, and Forsey, because they're on YouTube. I don't know. We'll come back and talk about, are you lonely? Are you lonely like Toddy? Come back. We'll talk on the Todd Allball Show.
Hi, I'm Joey Erickson from Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, and here are some events that are coming up in our community.
On Wednesday, August 30th, stop by Michael Park, enjoy a free concert, listen to Patchouli performing live at 6 p.m. On Thursday, the 31st, enjoy live music by Alyssa Hansen Duo and a classic car show at the Amory Ale Works. That's from 5 until 8:30 p.m. On September 4th, the Indian Head Barbershop Course meets at 7 p.m. at the Government Center on the northeast side of Highway I and Highway 46 in Balsam Lake. All men who love to sing are welcome. And on September 13th, St. Joseph's Catholic Church will host a Human Trafficking Awareness Night with guest speaker Ashley Moore. It starts at 6:30. You'll learn more about the signs of human trafficking and ways to help prevent and respond to it in our community.
If you have an event you like us to tell others about, let me know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us and we'll tell the community all about it. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast.
High temperatures reach up to 86. This afternoon, under mainly sunny skies, southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows level off around 66. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 89. Dry with temperatures well above average. Sunday and Monday, and highs in the mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 84.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to the Todd Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 15 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Friday, September 1st. TGIF, long Mr. Aaron Zommers. That was fantastic.
Are you a lonely boy, Todd?
There are times. There are times. But maybe I wouldn't be lonely. We were just commenting. You know that college is back in session. Our new studios high above State Street. Here on downtown Madison, Zommers and I just saw a gaggle of frat boys just went across State Street. What, probably 20, 25 of them?
Yeah, probably.
And they were all carrying what?
30? Beer.
But you call them what, 30 racks?
Yeah. Not all of them were 30. You know, some of them had maybe like an 18 or 24 looking pack, but big old cases of beer.
Hats on backwards, just living life. The frat
maybe
bros
a bucket
are,
hat or two.
Right. The frat bros are back in town. Maybe I could go. Wouldn't that be great? I mean, what could possibly go wrong with a live broadcast from a fraternity on Langdon Street in the middle of the afternoon with drunk frat bros? What could possibly go wrong?
Everything.
It would be a fantastic broadcast. It might be the last broadcast, but it'd be a fantastic broadcast.
We'll save that for the Todd Albaugh Show After Dark.
Right. That might be a spinoff channel on YouTube.
There you go, YouTube. Right. We can put it on YouTube.
Right. Well, here's the question. Have you been lonely? And what have you done in the last 5 years to make a friend? Not necessarily a romantic friend, but just a friend. And here's what prompted this. Our crack staff here. Here is an item relevant to many of our listeners. A recent survey, according to Rebecca Jennings at Vox, their surveys, plural, have found that many Americans are lonely and less than 40% reported feeling very connected to others. One particularly worrying survey says that only 22% of Americans said that they have not made a new friend in the past 5 years, a trend particularly acute among men. Let me say that again. 22% of Americans said they haven't made a new friend in the last 5 years. Granted, some of the diminished formal social structures of the past several decades are to blame. There's got to be a better way of making friends after turning 30 besides starting a podcast network or joining one of the, they called MLMs, kind of like a pyramid type of scheme, right?
Technically, it is legally distinct, multi-level marketing.
All right, thank you. See, that's why we have a young person here.
Pyramid schemes are straight up illegal. Multi-level marketing is, it's immoral, but it's legal.
Have you ever had anybody try to get you into Amway?
No, but one of my friends signed up during college for vector marketing.
Really?
Which is, you know, an MLM, and he was going to sell Cutco knives, and he watched like 7 hours of training videos.
Oh my gosh.
And he just did this on his own before his first day. And then he was about to go to his first day, and he's like, I can't do this.
What have you done to make a friend?
Instead, he joined the Marines.
Well, there. That's a respectable thing. That's fantastic. A great group or great organization, the United States Marine Corps. What have you done to make a friend to combat loneliness over the last 5 years? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. This has not happened to me in a long time, but there was like a 5-year period where it was just like, I couldn't get out of it. People would, and one of them, there was a couple, I'm not going to say who, a couple who invited me. I was living in Richland Center at the time, and they said, "Hey, we'd like to take you to dinner, and we'd like to take you to dinner, and there's gonna and listen to a presentation." And I'm like, "Well, fine, you know, okay, fine." So they took me down to this hotel, like this kind of like smaller hotel ballroom, and dinner. I'm not making this up. Dinner was ice water and peppermint mints. That's what and I didn't eat before we went. And it ended up being a presentation to get me into Amway.
And so did you get a timeshare in Hawaii?
No, I did not. This thing lasted like, it felt like 5 hours. It was probably like 2.5 hours or something like that. And I had eaten like a dozen mints and a couple of glasses of ice water because I was starving. And of course, it was just all bogus. And on the way back, I'm like, can we stop and like get something? So we had to stop like at Arby's or something. And I bought my own, by the way. And there was another one where somebody met me. There was a couple that met me at Perkins. And again, it was like an old friend I hadn't seen in a long time, a high school friend. And she and her husband wanted to have dinner. I'm like, that's kind of weird. But I said, okay. I'm still naive, I guess, right? And so I went and I sniffed this out the first 5 minutes. I'm like, look, no, I'm not. And then I had a relative try to get me involved in it. And that was even harder. And so it's just, I'm not talking about those type of things. But what have you done in a sincere way to make a friend and combat loneliness? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
We did get one text on this from Jeff from Shorewood. He says he started listening to Civic Media and met Dom and Crew in person.
There you go. See, that's fantastic. We appreciate you, Jeff and Shorewood. And that gets to an interesting point. We had Kristen Bryan, our colleague, host of As Goes Wisconsin, every morning from 10 until noon. And, you know, Kristen and I have talked about this before. I think that one of the most powerful aspects of radio is to simply try to be people's friend. And not like in a, you know, buddy-buddy type of way. But I think most people that are listening to talk radio, I don't want to say they're like clinically lonely, but they're, you do it when you don't have anybody else around to kind of keep you company, right? So I think part of our job here at Civic is to inform people, hopefully entertain you once in a while, but also that's why I love callers. I love listening to people. I love talking to people. And that's one of the cool things about this job. It's Letterman used to say this on late night and on the late show later on in CBS. You know, I never met the guy, but for a lot of things I've read about him, that he was kind of, you know, in his real life, he tends to be kind of like cranky and always just worrying and very nervous about his own performance. But he has been quoted multiple times, Letterman, as saying the happiest hour of his life is when he did his show because he was doing what he loved and he kind of just forgot about his troubles. I can relate to that. I mean, usually one of the best parts of my day is getting to be here with you, Mr. Zommers, and all of our listeners. It's just
likewise,
fun.
Likewise, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a lot of fun.
The window goes both ways, at least a little bit, where if we have callers or texters, getting to know them a little bit, too, is fun.
Yeah, exactly. I love our regular callers. Matt from Germantown on the text line. Remember, you can text us if you download the Civic Media app. It's C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. You can download it less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King calls a deal over there at CBS. From WAUK, Waukesha, Matt from Germantown says that he joined a group of pickleball players for weekly games. Now, see, that's exactly what we're looking for. Have you played pickleball yet?
I've played pickleball the last time I did was in high school.
Really?
Gym class.
I didn't know it like been mainstream or around that long. Because you've been out of high school, what, 4 years?
Like
5 years?
Six.
Like six, all right. Time goes fast. But, I mean, I'm late to everything, right? I am not a trendsetter. I mean, I'm in the middle of season two right now of Ted Lasso, which, by the way, is a fantastic show. But pickleball is taking the country by storm. So that's great. Matt from Greenfield, or from Germantown, says, joined a pickleball players group, weekly games. See, that's exactly what we're talking about. Get to know people, get some exercise. That's fantastic. Jeff and Shorewood, listening on WAUK. He says, quote, Todd, don't get me wrong, or don't get wrong, I hate people, unquote. I think Jeff is being a bit facetious there, Jeff in Charlotte. But I mean, you know, maybe he's, I don't know, I've never hung out with Jeff, but maybe he's kind of a cranky guy. I mean, Dom and Crude are great people, but you know, they have a little bit of a crankiness as well. Maybe that's why he vibes with Dom and Crudy. Taps into that crankiness a little bit. Nothing wrong with that. Matt in Germantown on WAUK says, if you want to play and are ever in Germantown area, let me know. Well, they're very good. Have an offer. I would love to learn how to play because I am not any good at tennis, but I will have you. I don't brag about many things about myself very often, but you are listening to the 1988 Richland Center High School co-champion of the doubles badminton team.
Wow, big shot over here.
My friend and colleague in high school, my classmate, Jeff Daniels, and I were the 1988 Richland Center High School badminton doubles champions. And it was satisfying because we beat a lot of the doubles teams that included a lot of the big jocks in high school. Jeff and I were involved.
That feels good.
Yeah, Jeff and I were involved in sports, but on the management and statistician level, we were not the jocks, right? But we beat a couple of these teams that included the big jocks at Richland Center High School, and they had to confess. They're like, well, you're pretty guys. You guys are pretty good. So I feel like my badminton skills would, do you think that's fair, would come into play with pickleball?
I think so. Yeah, I took racket sports class in high school because at that point, gym classes were kind of specialized. You could pick what you were interested in, and I did that because I like those, yeah. Except tennis. I am the worst at tennis.
I have to really practice at it, and I'm still not that good.
But like badminton, pickleball, that stuff's fun.
What have you done to make a friend in the last 5 years? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Stephanie in Madison. Stephanie, what say you?
Hey, what say I? First of all, I love your point about radio really being a friend or helping create friendships, and radio host being a friend, and not necessarily, I mean, it really depends. You have to kind of be a little careful about the definition, but I have seen so many examples of that. It's very powerful. But the answer to your question is no, I have not made any new friends in the last 5 years. This is a really apropos topic for me because I've kind of kept myself somewhat in a holding pattern. Mm-hmm. I've had, over the years, I've slowly really lost a lot of my functional vision. And mm-hmm. so I have to find new ways of doing things, but it's also adjustments, with my relationship with people. And I'm making peace with a lot of that. And mm-hmm. I really realized that I need to get out in any way possible, get out and make new friends. That's something that once people like me and people generally, I don't have a hard time making friends anymore. When I was younger, I kind of did, but you learn over time. I'm 73 years old. Mm-hmm. And so, but I love this topic. And I also love when Matt answers your call and says, hello, my friend, Stephanie. It's genuine.
Right.
So I just wanted to make my comment, and I can either hang on or I can hang up. Whatever.
Sure, you can hang on. We got a little bit before the break here. But Stephanie, thank you so much for the call. We really appreciate it. It's listeners like you that really make our day. And we do consider each one of our listeners our friends. You have some great points there. And you're right, Matt Flynn, it does a great job. By the way, I'm guest hosting Matt Flynn next hour. Matt Flynn is guest hosting Devils. So more on the other side. Stephanie, thank you so very much. Appreciate you. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, the Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Brittany Shepherd. Sentencing continues for January 6 defendants. A judge today ordered Proud Boy Dominic Pozzola to serve 10 years in prison and 3 years supervised release. The far-right militant Proud Boy member was shown on video using a police shield to smash the window, allowing people to push into the Capitol. Another sentencing is scheduled for later today. Employers added 170,000 jobs in July. At the same time, unemployment rose to 3.8%, still low for the pandemic recovery. President Biden at the White House today called it one of the strongest job-creating periods in U.S. history.
It wasn't that long ago that 20 million Americans were out of work. But the American people didn't give up. They never give up.
The Federal Reserve is looking to cool the labor market to tame inflation. Labor Day travelers are on the move. The TSA projecting 14 million passengers will fly this holiday weekend. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Data released by the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction this month shows just over two-thirds of Wisconsin teachers are still working in the state 5 years after they start. Some of the issues with teacher retention include low pay, large workloads, and extreme interference in the way teachers are teaching students. Another factor is that teachers have limited ability to collectively bargain after 2011, when former Governor Scott Walker signed Act 10, curtailing collective bargaining rights for public employees. Wisconsin's plumbing code has been updated for the first time in over 10 years, according to a WKOW report. Department of Safety and Professional Services Secretary Designee Dan Harith says the energy portion of the code needed to be updated especially. Harith also noted the Wisconsin plumbing code is unique because it's a homegrown code that doesn't always line up with the national code, so collaboration from local partners is essential. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday, September 2nd. It's the Badgers and Buffalo Bulls in Madison. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK, 1260 AM, Lake Air, Emory.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show. It is Friday, TGIF, September 1st, 2023. 33 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Mr. Zomers on the board. We appreciate him. Appreciate all of you for listening. Coming up in a bit, Mr. Zomers has his board game of the week. Looking forward to that. A long weekend, by the way. We have a rerun, Mr. Zomers, on Monday, taking a long weekend. And so extra time for people to play a board game of the week.
Yeah, especially this one doesn't take too long, so you can play it a lot of times. Right. Or if you want, you can go to Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it.
Twix.
Go to Twix and at Aaron Zomers. I am not asking for any following or anything. Right, this is just putting the resource out there that I have the document in which I put my board game of the week shared there.
That's fantastic. Well, you should
follow. Check out the backlog.
People should follow Mr. Zomers on Twitter. So it's Aaron with two A's, Zomers.
AaronZomers.
There you go. Aaron Zomers on Twix, Twitter X, whichever you want to call it. I love Twix. Craig Ferguson came up with that. I think it's fantastic. So yeah, follow Aaron on Twix. Find the board game of the week. He'll have a new one here at about 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Looking forward to that. To clean up this, not really clean up, but I mean, we'll love to have you call in. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Talking about, you know, loneliness and the fact that in the last 5 years, according to this article by Rebecca Jennings on Vox, only 22% of Americans said that, 22% of Americans said they have not made a new friend in the past 5 years, and particularly acute, more so among men. What have you done in the last 5 years to make a friend? What kind of things have worked for you? Appreciate Stephanie's call before the break, saying this is something that, you know, she's struggled with, someone that has perhaps a physical challenge. I think she said it was revision. And that makes it even harder, right? My mom's great at this, by the way. She is in her, I don't think she'll mind, she is in her 70s now. And she was saying just the other day, she has a list of her friends and their phone numbers. And when she may get lonely or want to just talk to somebody, she just starts calling through the list. And if other people, if they're not home or they're busy, that's fine. But usually, eventually, she'll find someone who's home and chat a little bit. So I think that's a great idea. Also, I think that the pandemic and COVID really made this a lot more difficult because we went through a period of time. We forget this, right? I think a lot of us are just like, it feels kind of like back to quote unquote normal pre-2019, but not really because not quite, right? And I think we forget what we've gone through. And I mean, that was, we literally were told, and rightly so for health reasons, not to be around other people for a while. And that kind of habit, I think, became habitual to a double word there, but you get what I'm saying. And we just became a habit, like we just, you know, you don't go see people. You don't do things in person. All this Zoom stuff, right? Everything's in the Zoom meeting now. And I'm someone who likes to be around people. I function better when I could vibe off of people in person. So what have you done in the last 5 years to make a friend? And do you feel that the pandemic and COVID have made a difference? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Jack in Merrimack. What say you, sir?
Well, I'm a rock climber, and I have been for decades. For the last, ever since I met her, my wife has been my climbing partner. Mm-hmm. She has recently taken up some other interests, and we still climb together occasionally. We did today even, but she's recently taken up some other activities, and so I don't always get to climb with her. So I'm down at the climbing gym. This must have been about a year ago, and there are three young bucks. I call them young bucks.
Sure.
They're in their 30s, and I'm in my 70s,
mm-hmm.
So they're climbing, and I was looking at a climb that I wanted to do, and I asked one of them if they would belay me. That's the climbing partner that holds the other end of the rope, so if you fall, you don't die.
Sure.
And they agreed to do that, and we've done a couple climbing trips together, the three of us, and a couple of times I've met them up at Devil's Lake. So it's a casual friendship, but
sure,
it's a good friendship. And it's been a very good thing for me to have done. So that's what I've done for making new friends in the last few years.
I think that's fantastic. And you point out you bring up a really great point. Sometimes these casual friendships, they don't have to be somebody necessarily in your normal age group or normal sphere of friends. Sometimes it's really healthy to go outside of that because you kind of learn from each other, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially a lot of these younger kids, I call them that,
sure,
have got some techniques that, and I'm a very safe climber.
Right.
Old joke, there's old climbers and bold climbers, but not too many old and bold climbers. and I'm an old climber, so I'm very careful and I'm very safe. These guys have taught me a couple of new things, and they've had some new equipment. I've gotten a couple of new pieces of equipment just because I could see how they worked, and
right,
so it's, you know, it's been a good combination. You know? And of course, I've been kind of their climbing guide up at Devil's Lake because, mm-hmm, I know the territory because I've been climbing there for 40 years.
I think this is great. And Jack, I so appreciate you calling in on this topic because, I mean, we do a lot of political stuff and you call into a lot of political stuff and we're going to keep doing that. But I think sometimes it's just good to take a little bit of a break from it and talk about this because, Jack, yes or no, or how do you feel about this? I think what you just described, when we go outside of our sphere and interact with other folks we might not normally interact with, I think it also breaks down barriers. I mean, I don't know if you've talked politics with these guys. They might feel the same as you, but they might feel different. But the more we can interact with each other outside of politics, I think it breaks down those barriers and makes us realize we're more alike than we are different.
Well, I'd agree with you on that one. And I have decided to do something that I don't usually do, which is starting Saturday morning until the end of the day on Monday, I'm done with politics. I'm just going to take it easy, have a nice, relaxing Labor Day weekend. So, because I'm retired, I can always have a nice, relaxing weekend.
Hey, it's a holiday, and I think you, again, you hit it right on the head. It's good for us all to just pause and reflect and take a break from that stuff that might stress us out. And just enjoy life, right?
Absolutely. You got to do that. I try to do that as much as I can. Yeah. One of the things I will say is that, you know, I've got a lot of outside activities that I do, and they like the climbing. I do some jazz singing. I do some bicycling. All that stuff. It just de-stresses you when you have something else. Otherwise, if you focus on all the craziness that's happening in Madison, well, like I said, I'm going to take a break from this. So.
Right. I get it. No, I mean, this stuff can gin us all up. And I think you bring up such a great point, Jack. I'm so happy you called because you're right. We just got to take a breath and life is short. And before we know it, it's done. And the more we can just enjoy life a little bit. I think that's the really key.
Absolutely.
Jack, you're amazing. Thank you much. We appreciate it. Jack and Merrimack, have a great Labor Day weekend. Thank you, my friend. Really appreciate you.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Jack and Merrimack, if you'd like to be like Jack, welcome your call, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Feel free to give us a call or just download the Civic Media app. There is a button. You can give us a call there just by pushing the button or text us as well. And go to the text line. Jeff from Shorewood chiming in from WAUK. We brought up this thing. Craig Ferguson, the great comedian Craig Ferguson, host as well of the Late Late Show on CBS at one time. He started calling it was Twitter, and now Elon Musk calls it X. And Craig Ferguson started calling it Twix, T-W-I-X, like the candy bar. Which I think is great. Jeff in Shorewood says, I prefer the left Twix. The right one sucks. Because Twix comes in two little bars, like that most Twix candy bars. So very nice. Nicely done, Jeff. So I think that, but that's key, Mr. Zomers. I think what Jack just said is politics is important. Current events is important. We have to stay on top of this, and we're going to continue in the next hour. I'm guest hosting Matt Flynn direct. We got a lot of important stuff to talk about. That is important. But I also think once in a while, we just got to take time to chill and enjoy life a little bit, right?
Definitely. And I think that that's also a key part of making new friends is several of the people we talked with mentioned things like climbing, pickleball, or whatever, hobbies. If you have something you enjoy doing or something you think you might enjoy doing it, try doing it in public. Especially, I mean, now this, granted, this may be difficult if you are disabled or you live out in a rural area, but especially if you're in a place like Madison, there is a community for whatever you're interested in, almost definitely.
Yeah.
Like I know for me, did you know that I like board games?
I've heard that. I've heard that rumored.
There are so many great game stores. And if you just go there, join some public event, you'll meet so many people.
Well, what's the one on the far? Is it the south side, that one up on the hill? What's that called?
On the hill?
You go up a hill. It's like
Night Games.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that one's just enormous.
It's enormous. But, and like to your point, though, there's all these like big tables out in public where people just meet up to play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't have to. I mean, It's good to support the store and buy something if you're there.
Of course.
But you don't have to buy something just to meet up and play games with people.
Right. And I know at smaller communities like where I'm from in Richland Center or Amory or places like that, there's community centers and they have bingo nights or churches that you don't have to. You know, don't worry about the religious part of it, but if you just want to go and join a bingo night or go to a potluck or not a potluck, but a lot of these churches, particularly Catholic churches or Lutheran churches, they have fish fries on a Friday night. There's a drive through or a barbecue. And all the here's a shout out to all the small town festivals. And I've talked about that. I ran for a state assembly twice, lost in the primary twice. Which two of them a moderate Republican to break through in a Republican primary. But one of the joys about running for a state assembly, even though I grew up in the area and worked in politics for a long time, you really make it a point to go to all these small town festivals. Like in Wilton, Wisconsin, in Monroe County, you have the Black Squirrel Festival, which I had no idea. There's a parade, there's a barbecue. They don't serve squirrel, but there's a barbecue. You got the Wilton Squirrel Black Squirrel Festival. You know, in Monroe, of course, my Green County, my favorite all-time festival, Cheese Days, which incidentally, now that we're in September, we are 1 year away from Monroe Cheese Days. As they say,
get hyped as for Cheese Days.
As they say in Green County, come to Cheese Days in Monroe. Next year, it's such a big festival that they only do it every other year. So next year, not this year, but next year, 2024 in September, Cheese Days in Monroe. We will be broadcasting live from Cheese Days.
I look forward to that.
I've already determined that. We're going to put all of our eggs in the Monroe Cheese Days basket. So
I think Todd had that determined before he had a show.
Absolutely. It was on the board. It was one of the ideas to broadcast live from Cheese Days. So we're doing that. But the point is, whatever community that you live in around Wisconsin, if you're able... Or ask somebody to go with you, or just walk or hop on a bike or whatever you need to do. Almost every small town has some sort of festival, and just be out amongst people. Oftentimes, what I'll do after work, although I haven't done it nearly enough, ask my scale that, put on some pandemic pounds. But I like just walking down State Street to Memorial Union and sitting there in the colored chairs, the starburst or sunburst chairs, watching the sunset. Having a beverage, and you're just around people, right? Fun to people watch.
If you bring a book you like with you, someone might comment on it. That's not a guarantee, right. But it's a possibility.
Right. Just get out amongst people. That's the healthy thing to do.
One other thing, Matt from Germantown, who's the one who played pickleball, also says you can make friends from volunteering, and that is a good point.
That is a great point. Matt makes a great point, right? There are so many organizations, be they church organizations or city organizations, that are helping other people. And I think it goes back to, it certainly does not feel like Christmas today. It's pretty warm. But the spirit of Christmas is don't look at gifts for yourself. Do something for somebody else. You'll feel better if you volunteer and do something for someone else. Back on the other side with the board game of the week. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoy a nice dinner with the ones you love at Wolters Shoreview Supper Club. Check out their delicious selection of dinner entrees, their soup and salad bar, and learn how to rent their boats. Log on shoreviewsupperclub.weebly.com. Wolters Shoreview Supper Club. Great food. Amazing lake view.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by N Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 66. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 89. Lows dip down to about 71 tomorrow night. Overcast skies. Temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 85.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from Matt Flynn direct. Matt Flynn will not be there. He will be there in spirit. I am having the high honor and privilege of guest hosting Matt Flynn direct next hour. Going to bring you history in the making, as Matt would say. Going to bring you a lot of information, but do not fear. You will still hear from Matt Flynn just 1 hour later, because he is guest hosting the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6. Almost gave him an extra hour there. Four until 6 o'clock. It is Matt Flynn in for Dom and Crudy. Apparently, Dom is waxing Crudy's boat, getting it ready for Labor Day weekend. At least that's the rumor in the hall. So the Devils have a guest host. He is Matt Flynn, who is going to do a great job, going to bring you all of his regular information and a great laugh or two as well. 2 hours today, Matt Flynn, as he co-hosts the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6. I will be in co-hosting Matt's show from 3 until 4. So stick around for that. We're going to have a lot of good information. Going to have going to focus in on Tommy Tuberville, who Matt affectionately calls Tommy Tuberville. He's that goofball senator from Alabama who might be a goofball, but he's causing real damage to our American military. And we're going to talk about that, take your phone calls as well, and have a cut from that interview we did a couple of weeks ago with Brigadier General David May of the Wisconsin Air National Guard. See what he says about this. Matt Flynn direct coming up after the news at the top of the hour. Right now it is 2:52, time for Board Game of the Week.
Skyline of Tokyo, a giant ape, what appears to be a giant lizard, and an enormous robot wreaking havoc across the city of Tokyo. This week's Board Game of the Week is King of Tokyo.
Fantastic open, Mr. Zommers. Well done. The King Kong theme.
Gotta love it. But yeah.
Say it again. What's the board? What's the name?
King of Tokyo.
King of Tokyo. Please enlighten us.
This game is designed by Richard Garfield. If you are into board games, you might know that name just because he's made a lot of good ones. But in King of Tokyo, each player takes the role of a classic movie monster like Godzilla. I mean, well, off-brand Godzilla or a giant monkey, a giant robot, things like that.
All right.
And you roll dice to see... whether you have the capability of healing yourself, attacking other people, using special powers, things like that. And you can take turns fighting to see who is in Tokyo. When you're in Tokyo, you can attack everyone else at the same time, but you can't heal. So you just have to get that risk and reward and see how well you roll and try and defeat all the other monsters or destroy Tokyo first.
Or destroy Tokyo first.
You know.
So are there pieces or like what do you?
It is.
Is it a board except is there a board along with it?
Not a big board. It's just a little board to represent like whether or not you're in Tokyo. It's mostly dice rolling.
Mostly dice. So transportable if you're going to be one last fling on the beach or in a picnic this weekend, you can take it along.
You sure could. And it's pretty easy to teach people too. So you could play it with your family, with kids, or just pick it up and something. If you don't have that much time, you can pull it out. Only takes about half an hour to play. 2 to 6 players.
All right.
Although it's usually better if you have like 3 or 4 or more, because it's more fun when there's more people to battle between and play a little game of basically King of the Hill.
All right, very good. How much does it cost, more or less?
About $35.
Not bad. All right.
But I definitely recommend King of Tokyo. It is a lot of fun. And so this week's board game of the week is King of Tokyo.
Very good. King of Tokyo, your board game of the week. Sounds like a fun one. Have you checked that? Any big plans for the Labor Day weekend? We are off on Monday, by the way. We'll have a repeat on, but not a live. We'll have not a live show on Monday. We'll be back on Tuesday. Any big plans?
Well, I will not be waxing any boats, but Jeff Perry comments that maybe he could make a new friend by waxing someone's boat.
There are so many ways that could go. But yes, absolutely.
I won't be doing that. I will be camping with some friends. I don't know exactly what we're all going to do, but they talked me into it. Sometimes I just like to stay home and do nothing. But right, I know that whenever I let myself get talked into doing something, I have a good time and I get to see people. So
Very good.
I'm going to do it.
Good for you. I'm going to be out. Just chill a little bit, I think. And then hopefully we'll see. I'm going to watch the kickoff to the Badger game somewhere tomorrow. I'm not holding my breath that I'll have Spectrum service by then, but may head over to Jonathan, Allison, Klein's now. They have a lovely daughter named Janelle, and they've adopted an exchange student, a French boy named Baquer. Not really. their son is taking French, and he's very good at it, by the way. So when I was last over, he was calling himself, instead of Parker, he was calling himself Baquer.
So could he convince you that he's from France?
Yes, actually, he could. I want him to come on the show as the French boy, Paquette.
Just only speak French?
Yeah, something like that. He's very good at it. And by the way, their daughter's name is Lauren. But I once called her Janelle when I may or may not have had too many beverages.
We all have those
so,
days. Yes,
so I think I may be going over to the family Klein and watching at least the first half. And I'm having dinner with some friends, a small group of friends on Saturday. Other than that, I may hop up to the RC, check and see how your mom's doing. But otherwise, no huge plans this weekend.
Hopefully none of those people you're getting dinner with try to draft you into Amway.
No, they're not anywhere close to that level. No, don't have to worry about that. Also, don't forget Labor Day has another meaning besides just all the fun we have. It signifies that there are a lot of folks that gave their lives in some cases that fought very hard to have unions in this country and have fought for better wages, better working conditions. And our friend Earl Ingram will have a special Earl Ingram show live on Monday, Labor Day. Check it out Monday morning on Labor Day from 8 until 10. The Earl Ingram Show live at a special Labor Day event. If you're not in Waukesha or Oshkosh or Green Bay, where his show goes out live, you can listen to it on the Civic Media app. Just go to either Waukesha, Green Bay, or Oshkosh, and you can listen to Earl Ingram Show live on Labor Day. I encourage you to do that. So keep in mind that. What I'm thankful for is just that we had people that fought for better working conditions. And honestly, I'm thankful for the start of college football season, as superficial as that sounds. How about you?
Nothing wrong with that. I'm also definitely thankful for the laborers who paved the path, unfortunately, in blood, and that we don't have to do that anymore to that degree.
To that degree. Remember all those fine folks that fought for better labor conditions? Stay tuned next. Matt Flynn Direct is next. I am guest hosting. Join me on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Until next Tuesday, this is Todd Allball for the Todd Allball Show, at least, Civic Media, reminding you, happy Labor Day. Keep banging your drum.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on ABC the Civic News Media app.